This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Roy, I feel like it's been forever since we caught up, which is not true, because we've been talking every week.
Right.
But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Can you share a little bit about your life-threatening disease?
Oh, gosh. Which one?
I thought, no, there's a setup. I was setting you up, because you always say, well, as you know, I have a life-threatening disease.
Potentially life-threatening.
Potentially life-threatening.
Sleep disorder.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's sleep apnea.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah, which is, I think is funny, because it's not something you'd ever say is actually life-threatening, but it kind of is.
That's why I put the potentially, because untreated...
Yes.
You could cause damage to organs and
I always
eventually lead to heart disease.
And remember the story that you told me about sitting at a restaurant once before you had anything done about your sleep apnea and trying to calculate the tip. And you were just like staring at a receipt, could not figure out what 20% of that bill would be.
Oh, yeah.
Because your brain just was not functioning because of the lack of oxygen.
Yeah, well, before I, well, that's part of it, but before I was diagnosed with it, I was just almost, narcolepsy, is that where you just fall asleep? Mm-hmm. I just could not, because I never hit REM sleep, ever, and didn't know it. So I was just always tired and kind of this fog mentally. To where it just, I was impossible to concentrate on anything and basic functions and it just sounds better and you can elicit more sympathy if you describe it as potentially life threatening sleep disorder.
No, I completely understand. Yeah. I for a long time have endorsed Fountains Family Dentistry because of that. I never told your story, but I don't remember if it was you that prompted me to get checked or knowing Dr. Ty Parker that prompted me to get checked. I don't remember which one was first, but I might have already gotten checked by the time you were telling me that. But I've slept with one of those mouth guards forever.
Yeah.
And I cannot even take a nap without it, because I notice now. When it's like my mind is trained to hear myself snore, which is really weird because you're supposed to be asleep.
Yeah.
But if I hear it just enough, it'll wake me up to remind me you're not getting good sleep, and then I'll put the mouth guard in.
Yeah. See, that unfortunately for me, the mouth guard wouldn't work because I have
it's so bad
because of my morbid obesity.
Mm-hmm.
It's severe enough that I have to have the mask and the machine pumping air into me constantly, which took some getting used to, but certainly worth it.
Can you tell the difference? Is there a difference between a CPAP and an APAP?
That's a good question. I've always had a CPAP.
Okay, because sure somebody told me that they use an APAP, which is like a newer version of a CPAP. I don't really know what the difference was, which is why I was asking the question. So I guess
I don't know. I should look into it, because if it's less intrusive than the CPAP, which is just this big bulky thing. I'm used to it now, but
yeah. But that's the thing. I love having that thing because it's so easy to travel with. I mean, you just throw it in your suitcase like anything else. And having just come from Japan, I was just thinking about you because I just did a whole segment about, you know, why I think Japan is the way it is. So I don't want to retread that, but just coming back here and trying to get into a sleep schedule has been a wreck.
Really?
So going there, I knew it was going to be a mess going because it's almost the exact opposite time as here. So when you're going to sleep, you should be waking up and vice versa.
Yeah.
And so I knew it was going to mess with me. But arriving there, the jet lag's pretty bad already. And then we were so busy that it was just wear me out. And so I'd go to sleep at a pretty normal time, like within a couple days. Those little triggers would happen. Mm-hmm. Like right before the Andy Fry Show weekdays at about 11 to 11:15, I get real hungry because I know I have to eat lunch right now. Otherwise, I will not be able to eat because starting at noon, the show's on.
Yeah.
And so at 11:15, which would be somewhere in the middle of the night in Japan, I would just get real hungry. So it was those things are kind of messing with you. So I thought, well, I got used to it within a couple of days of being there. Coming back now, though, it's been over a week since I've been back, and I'm not getting tired at night still. So I have to wake up almost every morning early, whether it be because of work or because I got to get the kids ready. So I'm not getting to sleep in, but I can't go to sleep. So I just can't figure it out. Like, I've never done this before with such a time difference.
Yeah, I've never traveled that far. The most I've been is like 7 hours difference.
Me too. It was Iceland, I think.
Yeah.
And that's messy, but it's not a complete shift.
Yeah. It's weird that it's taking so long. Getting once you're back, I would think that would be a quicker transition back to normal.
I would too, because you're getting back into a very normal schedule, and your body would kind of like click back in. And it's, you know, I was only gone for a week, so you'd think your body would like refigure out your old schedule quicker than a new schedule. But well, anyway,
your body may not be that bright.
No, my body is a temple of the Lord, man. You know that. I mean, I treat this thing like it's a golden. Idol. Oh, shoot, I can't do that.
The wrong way.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I kind of steered in the wrong direction there. There is nowhere to go from this.
Correct.
So we're just going to stop.
All right.
And we're going to come back. And I got a big topic that I do want to talk about you with. I just wanted to catch up a little bit. But it's local and it's national. It has to do with opening day.
Okay.
That's a little bit of a tease. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.